When the state expanded Phase 1A of its COVID-19 vaccination plan last month, the number of Pennsylvanians who became eligible swelled. Many new Phase 1A members are people over the age of 65. 90.5 WESA's Kylie Kaczynski reports since almost all vaccine appointments are booked online, many of the state's elderly have been left in the dust.
Right now, getting a vaccine appointment can feel impossible. Time slots close as soon as they open up online, and navigating a menagerie of separate websites with different forms can make your head spin. It's difficult for young people deeply familiar with computers. That doesn't bode well for those elderly who might use the computer, but not for medical paperwork.
They use it to talk to their grandchildren, through FaceTime or, something else, or they go on to play games, and that's it. You know, they don't really use it for anything more sophisticated than that.
That's Bill Johnston Walsh, the state director of AARP Pennsylvania. A recent AARP poll found that nearly 80% of the members surveyed want to get a vaccine as soon as possible. The group recently penned a letter to Governor Tom Wolf urging the state to create better resources for the elderly who might not have a computer or be able to use it well enough to get an appointment online. The state says its 877-PA-HELPH phone line can help the elderly get vaccines.
I called that number.
That's 67-year-old Jack Langdon. He says the helpline is less than helpful.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Department of Health.
If your call is regarding COVID vaccines, we encourage you to visit our website at health.pa.gov.
And I thought, I'm calling you because I'm having problems with the website.
After dialing through the menu options, Jack learned there were more than 100 callers ahead of him in line.
I hung up. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
An operator says while they can help callers navigate the state's website, they can't actually book appointments for callers themselves. So where does that leave people unable to use the internet? Last week, Allegheny County started booking appointments by phone for its Monroeville clinic. Officials said its 211 line got 15,000 calls per second once they began booking appointments. In 4 hours, all time slots were filled, and the line had reportedly been hacked. The county says scammers requested credit card information from callers looking to secure appointments. It's not clear how many calls were intercepted, and the service was designed to help seniors, who are often the target of such scams. Jack tried the county hotline, too. His son Ben said he couldn't get through. Ben has been helping both of his parents search for vaccine appointments. Recently, he started recruiting more friends and family members.
I'm sharing my dad's information with them to see if they can just try it out. That I just figure whatever we can do to keep trying.
Many elderly are relying on their children or grandchildren to help them get appointments. Leanne Bacher helped her 83-year-old grandmother get a shot.
Because I knew my grandma wasn't going to be able to get one on her own unless there was some kind of sign up in person. But even then, I don't know how she would know about it.
After getting appointments for her grandma, aunt, and other relatives, Leanne and a few other women created a Facebook group to start sharing tips on how to find appointments. In a week, the group grew to more than 8,000 members. Users share links to pharmacies with open slots, answer each other's questions, and it's a space for people to vent their frustrations. Leanne says she and the other page administrators have started helping people trying to get appointments themselves or trying to get their elderly relatives booked.
Last night, I think I got between 12 to 15 appointments for other people.
Appointments will continue to be hard to come by as long as vaccine supply remains limited. State officials and vaccine providers have said for months that inadequate supply is their number one issue. Governor Tom Wolf has estimated that Phase 1A includes 4 million people. That's going to require 8 million shots since both approved COVID-19 vaccines require 2 doses. Acting Secretary of Health Allison Beam says the state is optimistic about how the upcoming Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine could change the landscape of the rollout. It only requires 1 shot, though it's less effective than either the Moderna or Pfizer-BioNTech vaccines. In the meantime, Jack and his son Ben say they'll keep refreshing websites, looking for openings.
There's going to be a time where eventually we're just surprised and had the lucky chance that we scored an appointment.
Kylie Kaczynski, 90.5 WESA News.